Hey, do you want to know a secret? There's no harm in telling you, right? You're not going to tell anyone. I'm fucking my neighbors. Yeah. You heard me right, neighbors. But you wanna know what makes it better? They don't know about it. I guess you could say it started when I moved into my apartment. I had just finished up in my second year of college and had been asked to leave my dorm for, well, let's say behavioral problems. Maybe something involving balconies and public indecency. I'll have to tell you that story some other time, though. But anyways, I was moving into my apartment, you know, carrying boxes and things, and at the moment, I was bringing up a box of my clothes when I heard a couple arguing quite loudly a couple of doors down from mine. I mean, they were really having it out with each other. I couldn't help but listen for a second. Something about her going clubbing and not coming home. I can't remember exactly. But then I heard a movement and quickly walked towards my own door. That was when I heard a man's voice say, "Do you need a hand?" I turned around to see a deliciously good-looking man sizing me up with his eyes. I couldn't be one to talk, though, because when I saw him, I did the exact same thing. And honestly, I can't remember what it was I said back to him. But the next thing I know, the truck downstairs is empty. There's a tower of boxes in my new living room, and we are fucking on my bare mattress. I'm not even sure how it all happened. I mean, we didn't even get our clothes completely off. It was just spontaneous. Oh, God. And it was so intense. Just thinking about it again. That first time was just almost animal. Like he was taking all his frustrations out on me, and I was more than happy to let him. I told him to come by anytime, and that His secret is safe with me. I know I'm bad, but I honestly didn't care. He came back more than a few different times over the first few weeks. At first, he would come over, and the way he would act was like as if we were friends. You know? Like just chatting at first about the apartment and or how school was going. Then the conversation would turn and we'd end up on my couch or back on my bed. This time with sheets on, of course. And the more he came over, the less we would talk. It developed into just, well, sex. But I was not going to complain. I mean, that's all I was looking for from him anyway. I let him use me like his own personal sex toy. And that's when it got really interesting. There was this one weekend. I hadn't seen him the whole week, and well, to be honest, I had gotten used to the regular sex, so I was feeling a little horny, to say the least. And I had been so preoccupied with class and homework, I didn't have time to go out of the apartment that much. Instead, I decided to do some laundry, which I'm glad I did, because that's where I met her for the first time. She was in the laundry room waiting for her dryer to finish. I just remember she was wearing those short, worn-out gym shorts and a cropped t-shirt, and she looked so good in them. She asked me if I was new to the building, and we just hit it off, I guess. The more we talked, the more I realized that she was flirting with me. Before I knew it, we both finished our clothes, and she had asked me up for a glass of wine. We walked up to my floor, still talking and playfully flirting. I thought I was going to drop off my stuff, but she stopped a door short of my place. And that's when I realized it was her, the wife of the man I had been fucking for weeks. I found myself, well, surprised, really. Because here I was, now walking into their apartment for the first time. And I found it funny that it was with her instead of him. I really thought for a second that this was her way of revealing what she knew to her husband. And he would walk in any second, and she would say something like, "Oh, hi honey, I believe you've already know our neighbor. You know, the college student that you've been railing behind my back." But that didn't happen. Instead, she poured the wine and told me about how her husband's out of town for the weekend. Honestly, it was her that made the first move. I didn't exactly try to stop it, but I didn't plan it. It was kind of a blur, really. It started with a playful joke. You know, something about how not many people can look so good in laundry day attire. And then she kissed me. And before I could even process what was happening, we were in their bedroom. Her head between my legs, losing myself to my first orgasm of the afternoon. Well, first of many, actually. We kinda went at it for a while. And she was, shall we say, very generous. And I had no problem returning the favor. In fact, before I left, she said she was looking forward to running into me again. What? You look surprised. Like I said, it's not like I planned it. It just happened. I mean, does it make me a bad person? They would have cheated whether it was with me or not, right? But I will say, after that, it was almost funny, really. I would hear them fighting sometimes. And it would heated, then either he would storm out or she would leave. But whichever it was, you know where they went? My door. I would hear a knock and I'd greet them with a smile. It was my little secret they had no idea that they were both cheating on each other with me. Sometimes I wonder what would happen if I told them.